The theme was chosen in consultation with the UN because next year there'll be a major conference on sustainable development, the Rio Plus 20 conference. So this theme is very much in the air at the moment.
Why does the theme emphasize leaving no one out?
According to the report by the UN Development Program just last year, when they did a study of over 100 countries, they saw that 30% of the population in these countries are still living below the poverty line. And that means to the point that they are really severely deprived of health and education services and decent standards of living. And the whole point of development, the whole concept is for a country to reach a stage where all of its citizens can live in decent conditions. And yet they predict that in 2011, in fact, there's going to be a continuing trend of growing disparities and more people falling into poverty. So it means that obviously the development track we're on is not working.
But what can be done to change this? What difference can days like this make?
Well, the day all by itself is not going to make a major difference. And so when you ask what can be done, there's a number of things. Number one, governments need to ensure that everyone can go to school because having an education is absolutely basic to being able not only to fulfill one's own potential, but also to contribute to a society's development. So a society isn't even using all of its resources if it's leaving so many of its children out of school. Secondly, governments need to be sure that they have what is called a social protection floor, which means being sure that when there is a crisis that you don't have all kinds of people falling into even greater levels of poverty. And then thirdly, there needs to be more decentralization to the local level to where people can actually be involved in improving their communities. Because one of the things that we've seen, one of the issues that sustainable development is to address is climate change as well as poverty eradication. And the climate change is going to have very different effects in every community. And so it's important that solutions be found on a community basis.
Given the increasing economic difficulties in the world, is it realistic to expect governments to provide these solutions?
It's going to be hard, we realize, because so much of the resources now are in the hands of the private sector. And governments are stretched for money also. And so obviously it means needing to bring the private sector in as well. But there are quite a number of companies that are aware of the problems and the issue of environmental degradation and that we can work with. There are others that are less sensitive and that are happy to continue devastating the environment in order to make profits. But obviously it's going to require governments and NGOs and community organizations working with the private sector to find solutions that are really workable for everyone. But one of the things that we've seen is that governments can do more with the few resources they have if they do mobilize their populations. Too often, they're lured into mega projects that spend a huge amount of money, whereas simpler solutions where the people can help carry them out themselves would go a lot further, would do a lot more with the money that is available.
Can you give some examples of this?
Well, for example, in Dakar now, recently over the last 10 years, there's been more and more flooding as there's been heavier rains in the wintertime. And so one of the projects that ATD Fourth World has is to mobilize the local community to build a whole system of ditches in order to evacuate the water. They were able to do this for a lot less money than the one large canal, for instance, that the local authorities built and that cannot even be maintained by the local people because it's too big and too deep. The smaller ditches can be redug, cleaned out by the community. This is just one example.